still interesting to hear. Thank you for that. Let's turn to Treasury matters and to first to Tulip Sadiq. So in 2022, the Mail on Sunday asked whether a flat in London that she had or who bought it. And she said, or the Labour Party said to the Mail on Sunday, it was bought by her parents. Any suggestion this money came from any other source is entirely wrong and defamatory, Labour said. That was wrong, wasn't it?
I don't know is the answer to that question. What happens when you come into government? Every minister has to complete a comprehensive set of declarations of interest. Tulip had done that. In this circumstance, Tulip referred herself to the independent advisor.
But she didn't know, basically. So the Labour Party was telling people the source of the money was not her parents. But actually, according to Sir Laurie, the person who's investigated this, she was under the impression that her parents had given the flat to her. And now she recognises as a result of this, the public were inadvertently misled. But it was pretty heavy-handed, wasn't it? So again, later in 2022, she was asked again about this flat by the Mail on Sunday. She threatens them, they say, with legal action if they publish that story. I mean, should she not have been more thoughtful then about trying to work out exactly what the background was to the flat and to the monies behind it?
Well, look, that's a question for Tulip, not for me. But I think what is clear is that our new independent process is working. Coming into government, Keir Starmer was very clear that we needed an independent standards advisor who had the right to conduct investigations, irrespective of what the Prime Minister says, and that there should be an independent process for any suggestion of ministers' conflicts or behaviour. Laurie has done that. He concluded yesterday that Tulip had not broken the ministerial code. There was no suggestion of improper behaviour on her part. She was a good minister. But he also made clear, and Tulip recognised, that the association she has with her wider family in Bangladesh has become a distraction for the government, and that's why she chose to stand down. What this shows you is that the independent process that Keir Starmer set up is working. That is a good thing for good government, and that is what I think the public expects.
Does it not also show you that his judgment in these matters is flawed? Because he knew perfectly well her background, her family's background in Bangladesh politics, when he appointed her to the job of sorting out corruption in the city. And in retrospect, you don't need to be a political genius, do you, to think that was an odd thing to do?
Well, look, we have to be really clear that there's no suggestion that Tulip has broken the ministerial code. The independent advisor was very clear that she hadn't. So this is not a question of Keir Starmer's...
He also said that she hadn't been alert to the perception of a conflict of interest, and that was regrettable. And that charge made of her could also be made of the Prime Minister, couldn't it?
No, I don't think that's fair. I mean, if you want to question the Prime Minister's judgment, I would question what he's done. What he's done is appointed an independent standards advisor. He set up an independent process without political interference, and that is a good thing for government and a good thing for the public. That process has worked swiftly. Tulip reported herself to the advisor last week. It's been concluded this week. That's in stark contrast to the scheme we inherited, where the Prime Minister was the judge and jury of their colleagues' behaviour, which clearly failed.
But having been having resigned,
a series of former prime ministers.
Having resigned, though, he's now saying she'd be welcome back, in effect.
Well, because she hasn't broken the ministerial code.
There's no suggestion. Well, why is she gone, then?
Well, because she decided that given the wider reporting about her extended family in Bangladesh, it had become a distraction for the government. And
So when the reporting finishes, she can come back? Is there no acceptance at all that this set of circumstances surrounding her makes it impossible for her to be a minister?
Well, that's a question for the Prime Minister for the future. He's been very clear that because there has been no question of improper behaviour on her part, there is no suggestion she's broken any rules, that on that basis, as he said to Tulip in his letter to her, the door remains open in the future. But Tulip is right to stud down because of the investigations taking place in another country in relation to her extended family.
I suppose the wider political issue is whether it just seems a bit high-handed, really. The door is still open to her. Her judgment is criticised by the independent assessor, though, as you say, he's found no evidence that she did anything wrong and that the business of the flat was inadvertent. But at the same time, there is just an impression, isn't there? And you think back as well to Keir Starmer's receiving of gifts before he became Prime Minister, that actually too many senior Labour politicians live in a world of gifted flats and gifted things that ordinary people, the people you're meant to represent, don't live in?
I wouldn't say that's a fair characterisation of my Labour colleagues. I'll remind you that this is the first cabinet of any government where all of us came from the state school system. I don't think there's a suggestion, the way that you've put it, that that's the type of people that we represent. It's not true. We are people that represent the interests of working people across this country, and that's what they voted for at this election. But specifically on Tulip's case, the key point is that there is an independent process that has worked, and that is important for government and for the trust that people can have in their government and in their parliament, in a way that is in stark contrast to the behaviour we had under the Conservatives.